This just in, on today's show, violence, blood, and boobies. No, we aren't talking about Game of Thrones. That sounds really familiar.
That's our intro from last week.
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess we're not doing an intro. I guess there's no intro music.
There's nothing.
At all for Popper Talk. No. I mean, aren't we rolling already? Isn't this already?
Let's go.
All right, on today's show, violence, blood, and movies. No, we aren't talking about Game of Thrones. Did I just repeat that?
You sure did.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Otaku Movie Anatomy. Keep on going, everybody.
Be sure to subscribe,
rate, and comment on iTunes.
Yeah, that was really confusing. Usually we have, like, a whole system down, and then all this other music plays for Popcorn Talk, and then we, like, talk. Anyway, the point is, we have a very exciting, amazing Marvel's movie for you today. And, of course, I am joined by who?
Hello, everybody. I am back. You can find me everywhere as Yumi Ninja.
I know. Because Yumi has been gone for like a week.
Two weeks. I've been gone for 2 weeks.
Sorry. I've been gone for like
forever.
Jonathan Meza, if you guys even remember who he is, he's been gone for like a month. I think he's been gone for the whole summer, right?
Or something? Jonathan Meza.
Yeah. So Jonathan's been gone for a long time.
Yeah, sorry, our token white guy is gone. Sorry. He'll be back at some point, hopefully. Anyway, I am Michelle Chubby Bunny. You can find me everywhere on the internet at I am Chubby Bunny.
Yeah, so don't forget to hit thumbs up on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at Popcorn Talk. But let's start with Avengers Confidential, Punisher, and Black Widow. Okay, so the reason, because we're on the heels of Civil War, Captain America, which is basically Avengers 2, or what it was supposed to be Avengers 2.
Avengers 3,
opposed to Avengers 2 being Iron Man 4, which is, in my head, that's how it plays out, because it's basically Iron Man 4. I figured there's a lot of Marvel anime out there that I don't know if people know about. I'm sure,
it's confusing, because you look at it, and you're like, oh, this is just one of their 20,000 franchise cartoons.
Yeah.
Okay. But you don't realize some of it's made in Japan.
Yeah.
Actually,
it's clearly anime.
Yeah, most of the, there was a series of, four series, actually, and two movies that were basically produced by Madhouse. The director is Japanese. The writer is the only person that's American, probably from Marvel, within the wheelhouse of Marvel. And they each have different ones. But they covered Blade, Wolverine, Punisher, and Iron Man. So.
Oh, I remember the Iron Man ones. Those are weird.
Yeah.
I've not seen any of those.
And these are series that have, I believe, 10, 12 episodes. And we are covering the second movie as opposed to the first movie being Iron Man Technivore. But that's not really like an Avengers movie. It's just an Iron Man movie.
Just Tony Stark being real weird.
Yeah. And of course, I wanted to use the ones where like you get to see all of like the usual players.
Confusedly at the end for no reason at all.
Yeah, for no reason at all. But I'm sorry because none of them actually show up. Basically, except for Iron Man, War Machine, Miss Marvel,
A ton of them show up, but just for no reason.
Yeah, sure.
For no real reason, except that it's an Avengers movie, so of course they're going to be like, oh, we got to show the Avengers for at least a minute.
Black Widow is an Avenger.
Black Widow's an Avenger, of course.
And she's a main character.
Movie.
Yeah, real quick, Michelle is monitoring chat, so if you guys have anything to say or anything to add.
Jake Stanley. Hello, Jonas Tiger.
Hello, everyone in chat, and thank you for bearing with our very rough beginning today.
Jonas is all, Civil War premiered here a week ago, and I've seen it two times. Is that possible that it's already premiered in a different country?
Yeah, in different countries.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it possible? Do we have the technology?
Where is he?
He said Sweden.
Sweden?
Lucky you.
Lucky being in Sweden in general, seeing how Trump just won the primaries, basically.
And you have, like, zero unemployment, quality of living, you know, 10 times in a row.
If Switzerland needs an anime podcast, by all means, just call
the
us up.
The three of us can come there.
we'll permanently live there.
So, Max, someone's correcting you about the anime movies. I don't know if this is right, though. This is just internet talking. Blaine says it was X-Men, Iron Man, Blade,
and Wolverine. Sorry, it is X-Men. Yeah, it's not X-Men. Punisher. My bad. Yeah, it was X-Men.
I have seen that X-Men one, yeah.
And Jake, yes, we are covering this movie because Civil War is coming out and for no other reason. So just hold on to your pants, buddy.
You're absolutely correct. All we're trying to do is get some SEO eyes because we want attention.
Because profit.
But basically, these are all produced by Madhouse, and if you don't know or are familiar with Madhouse, they produce Ninja Scroll, which we talked about at full length, and we all know how much they love violence and boobies and blood, and they also somehow produce Trigun and One Punch Man. So those are the ones that I believe everyone's familiar with. And obviously, Madhouse has done like 1,000 bajillion things.
Yeah.
So if I were to name them all, we'd be here all day. Yeah. Just look up the wiki.
So be impressed that they did this. They were like, yeah, we'll do some. We'll pop out some Marvel stuff. No big deal.
Yeah.
You know, Madhouse has always been good with taking American franchises. I believe it was Madhouse that did the Supernatural anime, too.
There's a Supernatural anime?
There's a Supernatural anime, we should cover it. I mean, you know, like,
damn, wow.
There's a lot of anime out there that if you know anime and you are, like, a part of the American or Western geek community, like, you will know that they converge at one point.
Yeah. I think most of the Western community, you recognize the Studio Madhouse look. I mean, if you've seen Bloodlust, Ninja Scroll, the Animatrix, like one of theirs was Madhouse. It's a very, very distinctive look.
Yeah.
Long face, weird torsos, and big boobies.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
and other stuff.
And speaking of big boobies, this movie is basically focused on Black Widow and Punisher. Obviously. And just a quick rundown of the synopsis. Frank Castle, Punisher, is going after a dude that apparently has some information about these atrocious terrorist attacks. Black Widow is chasing after the same dude that Punisher is chasing after because there's shield tech that they have, and that's what's causing all this stuff.
Such plot. Much plot. Very
that
important.
That convoluted plot.
Yeah. Just you wait. And so Black Widow and Punisher have to team up with S.H.I.E.L.D. to do these covert ops, and they end up in Russia, Alaska, I can't remember, a snowy place.
A bunch of snowy places.
A bunch of snowy places, and he ends up meeting Elijah Starr, who in the Marvel Universe
is a giant pussy.
Is Egghead. By the way, and we'll discuss this later, but he's Egghead, which is hilarious. But apparently Black Widow and Elijah Starr has had this tryst, and the whole reason that Elijah is
spoilers.
Doing some stuff is, who knows, it's stupid. But basically, he's the one that gave all the technology to Leviathan, which is a very well-known Marvel kind of syndicate, sort of like Hydra.
Hydra. Did you guys call it Hyven?
No, Hyven. No, Hyven is a whole other
watch out for Leviathan and Hyven.
So, basically, they fight, they stop the bad guy, and the Avengers show up.
Or do they?
And, yeah.
The real crime here is...
Everything is good and everyone's happy.
Is the storyline.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's dig into the story. So, this movie, unfortunately... how do I put it? It's very typical. It's not even that it's super bad. It's just so it's like
predictable.
Very predictable. It's I don't know if it's because it's produced or directed in Japan, but it's very much by the by your typical anime movie.
Yes.
Or your typical anime plot line where it's by the books. And instantly, once I knew who Elijah Starr was and who Black Widow and what their relationship was, I instantly knew exactly to the point what was going to happen, step by step by step by step. And unfortunately, I was completely right on every single end.
It's funny because the trope, like, I've seen it in Western stuff as well, but it was just so, as it started to unfold, like you mentioned, I was like, is this what's going to happen? Like, is this so dumb?
It was very, very lazy.
Yeah, so just to spell out one more time,
typical,
the trope is that smart guy and ScarJo's character are dating, and he's like, you're so powerful, I'm powerful too, and then he tries to become powerful and almost, you know, destroying the world or something
somehow. It's like intelligent dude, strong female, like, intelligent dude loves female, wants to be worthy of her, so he goes and does things that are completely against what strong female stands for. And then they kind of talk it out, and then shit's okay, and then they go and fight the bad guy. That's the always end. A trope.
To be fair, I
it wasn't
feel
really
like,
the guy's fault at all.
Which was super weird about this whole movie, too, is, like, that they were very okay with, like, explaining exactly what you explained. Yeah. Like, they exposition that into the show. So they're, like, fighting, and, like, in the midst of battle, they stop and they have this conversation.
Yeah.
And then Black Widow's like, do you really think that I would want any of this? And he's like, but I did it for you. And she's like, but do you really know me well? And he's like, oh yeah, I guess so. And that's how it feels. Like that's how they solve the big problem of the plot.
Yeah. The worst part, I think, is that, like, there are a lot of things in this where, like, they animated them talking the exposition. And I'm just like, why didn't you just show it? It's animation. Like, the part where they go to the one dude. Frank Castle and her go to that one dude and like he's like, oh, if people find out, I'm gonna be in so much trouble.
Oh, yeah,
or whatever.
The information broker.
Yeah, information broker. But like,
it's very typical, stereotypical Chinese dude.
The entire time Frank is telling like Black Widow, like he's telling her like, oh, it's really dangerous. And he like tells her, and I was like, you can literally just have them show up at the dude and then be like, you have to tell me this because you owe me one. And he's like, oh yeah, this guy owes me a favor and blah blah blah. And I was like, no, show up, say, you owe me a favor, give me this information. I was like, you wasted 5 minutes for nothing.
Yeah, it was poor storytelling, which is weird for Madhouse. I was like, what happened here? Did someone just
Once again, the writer is within the Marvel.
I think the writer
house.
Is Marjorie Liu, I think.
Yeah, so in a weird poor way, soul. It's like, it is a Marvel-made made movie.
Yeah.
But
you know, I find that funny because I feel like Marjorie Liu, like, when I was like, oh, she's a writer, I was like, this shouldn't be that bad. Her stuff's not that bad, you know? Like, I'm just like, this is really terrible.
Maybe
it's
somewhere along the line, they were just like, no, it must be this way.
I feel it very much, like, it's this in-between, right? Like, there are points where there's a lot of Easter eggs in it that's like, oh, this is very much a Marvel franchise movie.
Yeah.
But the only problem is, it still, for some reason, plays out like a Japanese anime, which I guess, in a weird way, it makes sense because they kind of want to keep the integrity of it. So who knows how much manipulation there was from the original script to what this is now.
Right.
Yeah.
The script has so many problems, though. Like, the story, like, okay, let's say it was just a, you know, secret spy movie. Sure, we love those. Yeah, James Bond, all the, you know, fucking Mission Impossible, let's do it. However, all the weird shit, like, so there's a love triangle. Okay, maybe that's believable, but why is there a child prodigy thrown in all of a sudden? Like, why is he riding the Hulk? Why are the Avengers coming in at the end? Why is all this shit happening?
There's, like, a lot of, like, convenient and unexplained things that don't make any sense, but it was literally like, oh, here, have a bunch of cameos.
I think they needed to fill time.
I feel like that's what the problem was, is that they tried to fill it with cameos so much that it's like that's the thing that they focused on most. This feels very much like a marketed movie.
Yeah.
Like, this is a movie that they made because
when
Madhouse
did this thing come
like,
out? You don't even know.
It's on here. Yeah.
So this movie, I think it came out last year. I want to say.
It came out
this
much
year?
Longer. No.
No.
It was much
it's
longer.
A while ago.
Like
yikes.
2012 or something.
I want to say it came around the beginning of the whole Marvel MCU.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Like, it's supposed to be support. I get that it's supposed to be like supporting material for you to love, fall in love more with Avengers and stuff, but. Jesus, like
it did nothing for the Avengers.
Punisher, didn't. Like why Black Widow and Punisher?
Well, okay, so I understand Punisher, why they would want to use Punisher. Because of the four different anime series, you would think that they would actually use Punisher. Because Punisher is like he's a good freeform character to use in the Marvel Universe, especially if you're trying to put him into a medium that like you're not used to, right?
Yeah.
X-Men for me, it seems a little weird to, like, bring into a series because there's so much American influence that they kind of have to, like, mess around with to make it a Japanese sort of product.
See, but the thing is, I think with the X-Men, the reason why they did it is because the X-Men 90s TV show that we all watched, that also aired in Japan. And they had a different opening, so they don't really need
a really cool opening. You guys should look up.
They had a better opening than the one that we had. It was so cool.
We'll see it.
Rishi is like, see, because they had it, there's not really any explanation because they have the same nostalgia, whereas Iron Man, they did it because the movie came out.
Right. And Iron Man totally works because mecha anime totally works. Blade totally works because Blade is just Vampire Hunter D, just like more leather.
That works.
And then Wolverine kind of works because Wolverine has a whole Japanese arc.
Yes.
And so
2014. Thank you, Internet, for telling me.
Yes.
Blaine, thank you. Good.
So I can see why they want to use Punisher.
Yeah. All right.
Basically, what I'm trying.
Shall we get into the terrible things or the good things?
Yes. So maybe these are all the things that we noticed during watching this film. So I think we all agreed, we talked about it. We all liked this movie for about 10 minutes until the plot started getting in the way.
Those first 10 minutes were great.
Yeah, they're really good. I mean,
the first 10 minutes is quintessential Madhouse. You just...
Yeah,
It starts with someone getting their neck sliced by the Punisher.
You get so excited because you think it's going to be like that the whole movie.
And it's such a letdown.
Yeah, he takes him out and then he like falls into this warehouse full of just like literally 1,000 guns are surrounding him. His eyes are like glowing red, you know, and you're like, oh man, this is gonna be badass.
I thought he has superpowers, but I guess he doesn't know.
And then Black Widow comes in, and then Nick Fury comes in.
I like the little exchange because it's very what's that cop show that they're like, you're a loose cannon, but you get the job done.
Like a buddy cop comedy is what you're like saying.
Yeah, literally the dialogue that Nick Fury, which is the Samuel Jackson version, not the white man with the eye patch version, have is, you know, like, you can't just go around and do whatever you want. I'm like, but that's what he does.
He's that's exactly what he does.
It's really, I just laughed the
that's
whole time.
That's kind of like Punisher's so... whole thing, like, you know?
Yeah, but like, no, don't do that one thing that you always do. Right.
which is a weird thing that I thought, too, because... Like, Director Fury goes up to Punisher and is like, you know, I let you go, rampantly killing people, just willy-nilly, just killing all the people that you could possibly kill, because you had never crossed with us.
Which is impossible!
Yeah.
Which also doesn't, I mean...
Which also goes, like, if they're sticking to the MCU, which totally goes against what Fury's about. It's just like, you're killing all these dudes and kind of getting our way, but as long as you don't, like, harm our plans, it's fine.
Yeah.
Somebody just asked, retroactive asked, is this the one where Norman Reedus was the Punisher? Where is that? I'd like to see that one. What?
Norman Reedus is not the Punisher.
What version is that I'd like to see?
I don't know. That must be, like, its own movie or something.
Shit. All right. Well, let us know that retroactive. We'll look...
So, yeah, other things that we notice. Black Widow's pointy boobs.
Jesus Christ, man.
They, like, literally put her breasts in every scene, basically.
They did a seam line, so it comes, like, here with a cross.
It's always here.
They're like, you know those really old brassieres where they're, like, rockets?
Yeah, like
the
50s.
They're like the rocket bras.
Yeah, exactly.
The pointy bras.
They're very pointy. There's a scene when they introduce Amadeus, who is, like, this genius hacker, and they're, like, the S.H.I.E.L.D. scientist. It's basically him looking up, and just these two mounds, like, in the corner of the frame.
And it was so annoying that they made that whole interaction. Amadeus was Cho, who is kind of a cool character and has his comic, like, line and everything now, who's a Hulk,
by the
way.
He's the current Hulk.
He's a Hulk.
He's also one of the smartest Marvel characters or something.
Yeah, but the thing is, he's been reduced down to, young boy wants to see boobs and get a kiss from Scarlet, from
Black Widow.
He's like hermit hacker nerd who's never seen boobs or something.
He basically got whittled down to, like, the most basic... I don't know, I just felt like he was really cool, and then they made him, like, some dumb trope, you know?
Yeah.
Which is what anime movies tend to do, unfortunately.
I mean, this came out in 2014, so, I mean,
so
at this point...
So 2 years ago.
But, you know, Amadeus he wasn't really a part of the MCU quite yet, you know?
What are the things on this list?
Okay, so I just want to address something.
Yes, child.
Elijah Starr is also known as Egghead in this. And I don't know if they just use his name, but if anyone knows who Egghead is, just Google Elijah Starr and you'll see him. And he looks like a conehead. Yay. You remember coneheads?
Yes.
He is an evil mad scientist version of a conehead. That is what they're basing this character off of. I just wanted everyone to know that. And of course, I was wondering if, like, this was a character. And when I found out, I was very much surprised. But it's pretty hilarious that they used this scientist of all the scientists that they could possibly pick. Let's see, what else is there? The Hulk comes over and destroys all the stuff. We already did. Oh, and Elijah Starr's costumes are ridiculous.
Oh, I love it. Isn't it the classic? It looks like from the olden days, is it not?
Olden. It just looks like a mech to me.
It looked like there's another character who has a costume that looks exactly like that.
I mean, it's pretty
like
typical.
Captain something. Not Britain. One of them. One of those hundred countries. I can't remember.
Like the Soviet version, right?
Or maybe it's a Canadian guy who had also like a red. I don't know, like a maple leaf in his head.
Oh yeah. What is his name?
There's all captains. They all just have the flags on.
So real quick in chat, everyone's saying Norman Reedus was this Punisher. It wasn't. It was Brian Bloom was this Punisher. The voice actor.
Yeah. No. There's no. Yeah. There's no like actors in this one. I don't know in which. I mean, if you guys find out, please tell us. Like, we want to know what.
Someone said that he's a Punisher in one of these movies, and I don't know.
Was it Technivore? It might be Technivore.
Oh, I could
maybe.
If you look up Technivore, he might be. I'm not sure if Punisher's in that though. Or maybe he could also be in the series. But but Norman Reedus as the Punisher, I would totally watch that.
Yeah, the voice acting.
The ridiculousness. Everything is said in the most robotic way in this like voice acting. I'm just like, oh my god, were they literally just sitting there reading? But like, I think the Punisher's like faux Batman voice was so funny to me because the entire time it was just like trying to be manly and saying things in the most tough guy ways, and I was like, this is so fucking ridiculous.
It was like you were saying earlier. It was Batman. It was Christian Bale Batman.
It was as like, a Punisher. I'm Frank Castle and I do things with guns. It was super tough.
It was too overly macho. So Norman Reedus was the Punisher in Iron Man Technivore.
Okay,
not
so
this one, which is maybe why it was so terrible. I don't know. Was it better in the first one? No, the world will never find out. We'll never. We don't have the technology to find out, guys.
We're never
gonna know.
We'll have to go back in time.
Yeah. Yes.
So, what else is there? There's some really stupid convenient things that I thought was ridiculous. Like it's pretty convenient that they just go into this random base and like the one scientist dude that it creates all of these things was there to meet Black Widow, just like standing there in a dramatic fashion wearing a cloak over his mask, by the way. Why are you wearing a cloak if you're just wearing like everything that makes it look like a disguise to begin with?
Are you talking about the very last warehouse burglary?
No, the first.
Oh, he's in the beginning. Okay.
He's in the beginning because
he also has the white cloak.
He's wearing a white cloak.
Yeah, like fine mirror.
Trying to like, yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
To hide his costume that looks like every other bad guy, so technically that'd be way less conspicuous. Ridiculous. And then there's this part where Nick Fury is sort of like evaluating like Black Widow in this whole situation, and there's a picture of Nick Fury, Black Widow, and Elijah Starr, and he looks at it at his desk.
Oh my god,
how many employees do you think that SHIELD has? And it just has the most convenient picture to just
on
like
his desk,
continue the plot that I've ever seen in my life.
And again,
so lazy.
This is after he turned into Samuel L. Jackson or vice versa. No one knows.
Oh man. I think to me, like the worst part of this is like when this movie came to a screeching halt for me is like when Black Widow meets like this dude and she's just talking to him and like super hurt. And I was like, have you never read a comic book? She is not like this at all. She immediately goes into like weepy like mode.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's so like it's so demoralizing, and I hated it. I was just like, ugh.
Yeah, it sucks because Black Widow, like for the most part, like 75% of this movie, she's Black Widow. She's like a badass and she doesn't like follow the rules or whatever. And she just kinda like lives by her own justice. I'm totally down with that. But like there's a lot of points where, you know, it does kind of become like this really typical kind of like romance kind of melodrama.
So
and
bad.
It's like,
but for no reason. Like it doesn't even need that shit in it.
I mean, there's parts it could have easily very much been like, oh, I can't fight you because I love you so much. Well, she does. She tries to basically kick his ass like 80% of the time. There's just sort of like certain levels of like hesitation too. Like in the beginning, they're like, you should join forces with me and be like, but he's the bad guy. And then he goes over and he's like, here's what I've been working on. All of these super spy soldiers with super super soldier powers.
The best part of that is just like, but I did it for you. And it's like, bro, you've been working with her for how many years and you thought this was going to make her like you more.
So
like,
does she think that he's dead or something? She didn't see him for a long time.
Yeah, basically, he faked his death.
And that's so, what she would have wanted. First of all, that part.
Right. First of all, she would have been real pissed about that.
Yeah, thanks for not telling you, dick face.
Yeah. And it's such a flimsy reason, too. Yeah. Because he's like, I did all of this basically terrorist shit for, like, communists because I wanted us to be equals. Mm-hmm. Which, like, makes no sense whatsoever.
Like, okay, sociopath.
Yeah, Jesus. Like, what is... what in what right mind? And this is more of a writing thing to me than is just a character thing. Like, in what... right mind is someone like, oh, I need to be like as super strong and then create all these armies. Like I would understand if he was just manipulated and he just was like on super steroids.
Well, they try to insinuate that he was manipulated at the end.
He was, yeah, sure. But not
conveniently he was manipulated. There's just so many things where it's conveniently. But yeah, like the entire thing comes crashing down when Black Widow gets reduced to this kind of like weepy, like melodramatic. Oh, yeah. And then like the worst part is that like they talk fight about it, and then it's like, I forgive you. Yeah. It's like, really? Really?
Yeah, and then he's like, let's go kill the bad guy. Like immediately. Like just, okay. Yeah. All right.
And then the killing the bad guy, which I mentioned before, it's like, at the end, when he, like, sacrifices himself. So, like, he's behind Black Widow and the Orion, the bad guy, is, like, gonna shoot her or whatever. So he runs and he turns around to get shot. I was like, why didn't you just run and push her out of the way?
Yeah.
Like, you could have just pushed him, but no, he had to go around to get shot. I was like, bro.
So, spoiler, he did. At least, well, Marvel Universe and, you know...
Well, yeah, I feel like they're just like, who's a totally disposable character that no one's heard of? Egghead. He is a part of, like, the Marvel Universe.
Somebody just said that the costume we're thinking of is Vindicator from Alpha Flight. Alpha Flight? I don't know.
That's super deep.
Alpha Flight is the Canadian team, so it's over there.
Okay, but I do know who you're talking about. He kind of wears like the half mask. He's white.
Yeah, it's like a silver. There's only so many costumes.
I totally get it.
I don't know if it's a maple leaf, but...
I always just called him, like, Captain Canada, because...
Yeah, I think he had a real name. I don't remember. The word Vindicator's not ringing a bell, because I probably didn't give a shit.
Yeah. That was kind of, like, one of those more, like, kind of side comics. I remember...
I read some, because
Free Comic Day came out...
There were crossovers.
Yeah, I would always read them, but that never really, like, stuck to me as, like,
it's like how no one really gave a shit about X-Force. They're like, side team.
Yeah.
Real quick, Matthew Hayes said, and this is so true, they had tons of canon to use, then they went with their own love story.
Yeah.
That's right.
They went with what I like to call in all anime movies when I know it's going to be bad, original story.
Uh-huh. Why? There's so much. They could have animated anything. Anything.
It was just... they had so much good material. They're like, let's make it about a dumb, stupid love story instead.
Like literally the most typical shit ever. And then let's make the plot as typical as possible. They should have definitely... It should have been Avengers Confidential... Black Widow's love story with Punisher sometimes.
Like,
Punisher does nothing.
Yeah,
in this.
I say, what's the point of having him in there except when he gets mind controlled in the base? So,
he feels bad about. Which whatever.
Because
no one cares.
There must always be somebody conveniently there to be a plot device.
Yeah.
So what we're talking about is that in this movie, at least air quotes now. in this directed DVD thing. They're inside S.H.I.E.L.D. talking to Amadeus, and then Amadeus tries to unlock a phone or something.
Yeah.
Which sends the whole thing into lockdown, which somehow sends the whole place into lockdown and brainwashes the Punisher to give him red, crazy eyes, and he just, like, straight up murders people.
He murders a shit ton of people.
Yeah.
And then he kicks Black Widow's ass.
Not a shit ton.
It was like eight.
Like three people.
It was like eight.
Like three people.
And then, so he's in lockdown because they don't trust him, and it's but it's so, like, I don't care about him. Like, he does this shit all the time. Why does he feel bad about all the time?
Yeah, like, they're like, oh, he's in lockdown because we don't trust him. And I was like, yeah, but you let him go and fucking murder all these other people.
Okay,
they weren't important.
Do you not know that one random dude, and him were both in the Marine Corps. Like, duh. Is they that were what both Marines. About? That's what
Semper Fi was all about. They're
both but Marines. They don't know each other.
Okay. Who also loved, like, Punisher's really cute little, like, Semper Fi tattoo that was just, like, literally, like, five squiggles on his arm? It's like, Punisher, you need to get a better tattoo, bro.
You know what it looks like to me? It looks like someone who can't write in English fluently, like romanized letters, and then also has like a shaky hand and doesn't know what cursive is. It's just like, just copy what this picture is. Okay.
Squiggles.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I'm sure they've been working on that shit for like 24 hours straight.
You know what else I found funny? There's like this one part in the movie where like Black Widow's fighting Elijah, is that his name? Elias. And then, like,
Elijah Wood. When they fight Elijah Wood,
punches her, and she, like, lands on a railing, bends the railing, and then, like, manages to flip over and catch the railing. Yeah. And I was like, what?
What
part of physics is this realm in?
Not only, she also catches that one really squiggly part that you see in everything all the time, where it's just like one bar.
It's
really unstable.
It's broken in half already.
But for some reason, you can do exposition on it for like days.
Yeah, she's hanging out and just talking about her feelings. Can we also, how come people always seem to forget when they animate this kind of shit that she doesn't have superpowers?
Yeah.
She's just really strong and well trained, but
she doesn't have
Well, she doesn't have superpowers, but she's basically female Captain America.
Oh, okay.
So she has about Captain America level of strength.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she technically does have a superpower. Yeah.
You don't see her do crazy shit, though, in like.
In the cinematic universe, it definitely like toned it down.
Yeah.
But Black Widow's whole story is that she used to be a KGB agent.
Yeah.
And so they did experiments
on her. Oh, they showed it in the opening. Do you guys remember the weird opening of this movie? They did like a. Like a montage of like their past, they showed
Black Widow
like
being
in
like
the
espionage.
Yeah, it was
that part
really
was actually cool. Which is ridiculous because that's about literally as much character building as they throw into this whole movie.
Yeah.
For an hour and 30 minutes, you basically have a series which assumes that you know exactly who Punisher is, exactly who all of S.H.I.E.L.D. is, not just like one person of S.H.I.E.L.D., like all of S.H.I.E.L.D. and what S.H.I.E.L.D. does, and Punisher. And the Avengers, basically.
Basically, yeah.
And which is weird because they also have not really all the Avengers. They have Iron Man shows up, Hulk shows up.
They have like A, B, and C team.
War Machine shows up. Thor shows up. And then Ms. Marvel, literally the most superpowered amount of people are there. And it's kind of weird because it's like they're not necessarily always in the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's confusing because it's like, are you doing like MCU or are you doing comic book? You know,
I mean,
like,
it's very much that they skewed towards comic book. They wouldn't have used Egghead. They wouldn't have used what is his name? The purple hooded dude. Like all the bad guys are very much like are cameos from deep into the universe for the most part. Because a lot of those enemies, it's like you don't really even know them. Like they have Graviton. I think it's Graviton. Which is like the dude that the Hulk fights.
Mm-hmm.
He has gravity.
Oh, powers. Speaking of the bad guys, oh my god, that was the best part of the movie. I was laughing my ass off because there's no reason to. So Orion is like, he can create a army for you. Let's have one day when all the super. He's like, I'm glad that the exact line was, I have gathered all the most powerful men in the world to come and was like, buy my
soldiers, basically.
Super soldier serum or whatever. And it was so funny because, like, they don't show, they don't talk, we don't know who the fuck these people are. They're just, like, these just some dudes, like, one guy's, like, a half-bird man. Like,
I mean, okay, so,
but, I mean, I know their characters from the universe.
But they're, like, the most, like, B characters ever.
Yeah.
No, these are the
most powerful.
Most powerful. Men,
powerful,
I'd like
sure.
to, men. They're all men.
But I love when they introduce them that they all have, like, bad guy settings, you know
they
what
all
I mean?
Have stances.
They're always, like, bad poses. There's, like, a dude that has, like, a bunch of fucking women with
him. Yeah, he's, like, making out with ladies in a pile.
Yeah, and there's a dude that, like, that's sinister and just like polishing his assassin knife.
It's like you pan over to them and they're automatically in their like Sentai pose.
What is it? So like one guy is like standing with his arms crossed. He was normal, but then they have Green Goblin and he's like, let's see if I.
Oh yeah.
I thought he was flying. He was like one. His back of his foot on the railing, and he's like this, but he's not really floating. He's kind of standing,
just
kind of like with one foot in the air. Green Goblin, what are you doing?
It was very amazing to see all of these like bad dudes, and they're just like, what?
Oh my god!
It's I don't know.
It's very like, and this guy showed up. Hey, remember him? This guy showed up.
It's kind of like, it's very Ninja Scroll almost, because it's like, it's so exaggerated, like even more so than it would be in like, you know, comics. It's so, in a way, it kind of like still fits the universe, and which is what I love about Madhouse is like, they have enough exaggeration in their like art and animation and their characters to where if you saw something like this, like that didn't even bother me. Like when I saw that, I was like, oh. Bad guy intro. I totally got it. You know, you just get it instantly.
But it had been dumbed down to like this could have been a cool movie, but immediately after that thing, or well, the whole time actually, it got dumbed down to a kid's you know superhero movie.
Yeah. It started out so strong, like, and by the end of it, I was like, wow, my head hurts. Like this is so bad.
It just seemed like it was for like a younger audience. All of a
it's very juvenile.
And then at the end of the day, it's just like, you know, it's about a jealous ex. What a super bummer that is, you know?
Yeah, it was like a waste of so much potential. Yeah.
and the main bad guy, Orion, like the fight, all the fights in this are pretty good, or decent for the most part. When the Avengers come in, they like destroy a bunch of stuff. And I was like, hey, that's pretty exciting. I think the Orion, like, fighting is like the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. Like, that is just like... So his powers is that he shoots lasers out of his wrists, but not efficiently, not well. He doesn't have a gun. Use a gun, bro. Like, the Punisher has a gun. He kicks your ass. Like, you know, it's just... What I see him, he's like, he's such, like, a pansy bad dude. And I understand that he's, like, the leader of Leviathan, but, like, they don't really show it. And because there's no explanation as, like, who this dude is, like, you don't even know how powerful... He could literally just be like, I can eat bullets for days, you know? Like, I just shit fire. Like, you don't know what his power is.
Shitting fire superhero is a comic I would read.
Yeah. But it just very much seems like he just goes over and he's just, like, this kind of random lazy plot point, again, which is the running thing in this whole movie. And then the Punisher kills him. And I believe his line was something along the lines of, because you manipulated this guy... You deserve death.
Oh,
and stabs him in his very vulnerable, glowy eye.
Yeah.
So.
Ba-da-ba-bum. And that's the end of the movie, guys. That's how it all
ends. If you want a movie to hype you up for Civil War, this ain't it.
No, man. Just go get on Netflix and watch something else.
Yeah, I mean, maybe watch Technivore if you're into Technivore. Yeah. I mean, I remember enjoying Technivore. It wasn't, like, the greatest, but it was, like, fairly... Iron Man, decent. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Just go,
not so much.
Go out to a comic book store and read the comics for kids. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. The funniest thing for me was watching this movie is, like, I am not an Iron Man fan. I generally hate him. Yeah. But he was the best character in this movie.
He's only in it for, like, 5 seconds.
He's in it for literally 5 seconds.
He has three lines, all quips. Yeah. Not even once does he say anything serious. And I was like, okay. That was the best part,
like,
of the movie.
Yeah, I was like, oh, thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for
saving us. Thank you for bringing some joy into this lifeless piece. So because Civil War is coming out, you know, we have one very important question. You Team Cap or you Team Iron Man?
Why is it even...
Michelle.
Okay, you guys know how movies end, right? Like,
everyone gets it.
There's another force behind everything, and they all have to join forces and then put their shit aside.
Don't spoil it.
But, like, that's just how movies end in general, like, in life. So I don't feel like I need to pick a team because it's not going to...
Pick a team. Jeez, it's not that... This is a life or death question. We're not talking about, like, the political powers of America here. Just fucking pick a side. Man, who do you like better?
Come back to me.
All right. So I am Team Cap all the way because Tony's a dick.
I
know what Max is going to say.
I am Team Cap. If you couldn't tell from this blatantly Captain America shirt. And there's a reason for it. I like Iron Man just as, if anything, as a character way more than Captain America. Because I feel like Captain America is a little plain. But in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Iron Man fucks up so much all the time. And then he has the audacity to come over to people and be like, We should probably, like, we're out of control.
Yeah, that to me. I was like, really, Tony? You built this fucking, like, robot that all got, like, a whole city lifted?
Yeah.
And you decide that we should be in check? No, bro. You don't get to make that call.
And that was, like, that's, and in all the trailers, that's, like, the last thing that they say. They're always, like, Sokovia or whatever.
Sokovia.
And, yeah, I knew it was something, Sokovia. But then it's like, the Chitauri, they couldn't do anything about the Chitauri, really. Yeah. Like, that was an alien invasion. What were they supposed to? Thank God that they were there. And then they're, like, trying to explain all these. Well, I mean, I guess the whole S.H.I.E.L.D. thing. But that wasn't Captain America's fault either. That was S.H.I.E.L.D.'s fault. So it's like, why are you blaming these heroes? And then you look at fucking Tony Stark, and you just, like, fucking side-eye him.
Yeah, and you're like, you're really, really asshole.
He's the last, he's the nail in the coffin.
I'm going to talk about chat real quick because everyone's voting. How many team caps? We have one. We have two team caps. We have two team Ironmans. We have one team Martha. Lol. Team Martha.
Team Martha.
Oh, my God, guys. A fucking movie.
Is that your mom's name? It's my mom's name.
Best friends
forever.
I'd have to say. Justice League. I don't know, because, like, after I read, it's obvious that Iron Man is, like, out of control. I guess it'd be Team Cap, but, dude, it's so funny to me how they're doing Civil War, because when I read the comic, I'm like, how the fuck are they going to do this in a movie?
Okay, Civil War, like, the comic Civil War,
is out of control.
It's really ridiculous. Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, they have to, I think how they solve it by Wolverine and Invisible Woman have to travel back through time to kill, to maybe or maybe not kill Hank Pym. And it's like, whoa, this is not something they were going to cover.
So this is definitely what's not going to happen in the movie.
I hope they do.
Wolverine is definitely not in it.
If Hugh Jackman shows up and then there's, like, a time machine device, I'm like, yes, finally, this is the movie I wanted to see.
And also, if they go and kill Hank Pym, the really old dude that lives in a mansion in this universe.
Yeah.
Hey, Ant-Man's in this movie. There's still a chance.
That's true.
The wrong Ant-Man.
Spider-Man.
Not the right Ant-Man.
Yeah. I want to hear anyone in the chat, like, why did you pick Team Iron Man, obviously, or whoever, why did you pick the person that you decided to pick?
We've got one more minute.
While we rate this film.
As we rate this film.
Okay, all right.
So we'll pick someone after we rate this. So who's going first?
I can start. This was abysmal. I give it, like, a 1.5. The half because I know ones are terrible. Ones are like Garbage Town USA.
Yeah, it's Garbage Town.
But, like, even in its category, it's not even enjoyable, because what the hell category is this? Like, superhero movie that has nothing to do with the rest of the universe, that you don't care about the characters, and I mean, at least the animation was kind of aight.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, you know, Madhouse. But, like, I didn't give it, like, nothing beautiful could save this terrible beast.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna give it a 1. Because to me, this is the equivalent of what happens. This to me is the equivalent of, like, the Dragon Ball movie. You took a franchise, and you fucked it up. And I was just like, other than the Madhouse artwork, this movie is crap.
I will have to give this a. I'm gonna give this a 2.
Oh la la!
Why am I giving it a 2? Because I love Madhouse.
No one knows.
And all the Madhouse parts and the action parts, fairly decent.
Not all of them.
Let me tell you, not their best.
Yeah, not their best.
It's very evident that this was. There's parts of it that's very choppy.
Yeah.
But I love Madhouse still, and for the most part, it is pretty looking until like you look at Black Widow's weird breasts. But yeah, it's trash, and it kind of, like, this is one of those movies where I, like, literally, when I was writing up all this and doing all the research, I was like, wow, I really do not care about this movie at all. Like, it's so hard to be invested in something that's, like,
Thanks for watching our show, guys, that we're talking about this movie that no one cares about.
Well, which, you know, I came into it with high hopes. That's the whole thing, is I want these, I love integration of anime and Marvel and Western and Eastern. I love Avatar. James.
So
Cameron,
there was a chance
really,
it would have knocked me Garbage Town.
Yeah. And so there's I want to see more integration, and whenever I see it, I'll always give it a chance. This was not a good representation.
I think there are other Marvel Madhouse movies that have been better. This was the poorest one that I've seen. Back to chat.
Oh yeah, we have two people who gave their response. Starger, what's up? Here every week, thank you very much. He said Cap is rules and justice in American way. And take free will away. What will America do? Rebel. So, you know, that's a good answer.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
Jonas Tiger says, Iron Man shows you can learn from your mistakes and even how far down you've been down the wrong path. I don't know. That's what a vote for that is. And then Boss of 210 says, nope, nothing about that. Never mind.
What Team Martha?
Team Martha did not give any response.
Team Martha, I guess you can either get kidnapped or die. Yeah. Team Martha.
Yeah, Team Martha.
All right.
And that's our show week. Thank you guys for watching. Sign off plugs.
Oh, yeah. So next week we are going to be doing Love Live, the school idol movie. Yes. So tune in for waifu time.
We are going to be excited about that show.
Bring your best waifus. Bring your waifus. We want to know who your waifus are.
Yes. So I am Yumi Ninja all over the internet.
Yeah, I am Michelle Chubby Bunny, and you can find me on the internet at I am Chubby Bunny.
And I'm Super Otaku, Super Attack with a U at the end. You can find me on all social media, and just look us up. And we'll see you next week with some waifus!
Waifus!
Bye!
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.